Hello and welcome to Grammar Lab, the podcast where we help you polish your English grammar by zooming in on the mechanics of language. I am your host, Abby, and as always, I'm joined by my superb co-host, Jack.
Hey, language enthusiasts. Today, we're going to dive into a tense that often puzzles English learners and native speakers alike, the present perfect tense. Stick around to master its form and usage and add a shiny tool to your grammar toolbox.
Before we jump in, remember, learning grammar is like conducting experiments in a lab. It's all about trial, error, and discovery. So let's don our lab coats and get started. Present perfect, present perfect. It sounds important, doesn't it? Because it is. The present perfect tense is a unique blend of past actions with present significance. But what does that mean, and how do we use it? Let's begin with the basics, constructing the present perfect tense.
That's right, Abby. The present perfect is formed with the auxiliary verb have, followed by the past participle of the main verb. For example, I have eaten, where have is the auxiliary verb, and eaten is the past participle of eat.
Now, on to usage. The present perfect tense serves several purposes. First and foremost, we use it to talk about experiences at an unspecified time in the past. Like, Jack, have you ever been to Spain?
I sure have, Abby. Notice that Abby didn't ask when I went to Spain. The important thing is the experience, not the specific time. And this brings us to the next usage point. We often use the present perfect with expressions such as ever, never, already, and just.
Precisely. Another thing to remember is the present perfect can express actions that began in the past and continue into the present. Take the sentence, I have worked here for 5 years. It implies that I started working here in the past, and guess what? I still work here.
Etymologically, the roots of have in Old English haben, and the past participle forms have evolved from Old English too. Interestingly, early usage of the present perfect was quite similar to today's, focusing on states or actions with relevance to the present time. It's fascinating to see how consistent this tense has remained over time.
Language continuity is always impressive. Now, how about we play a little quiz, Jack? I'll say a sentence with the word blank in it, and you fill it with the correct present perfect usage. Listeners, feel free to play along.
Bring it on, Abby.
Jack has blank his homework.
The answer is done. Jack has done his homework.
Nice one. Next up, the scientists have blank a breakthrough in their research.
That would be made. The scientists have made a breakthrough in their research.
You're on a roll. One last one. We have blank to the conclusion that grammar is essential.
That's easy. Come. We have come to the conclusion that grammar is essential.
You nailed it, Jack. Listeners, how did you do?
It's time to wrap up our episode on the present perfect tense. Remember, if you ever find yourself tangled in grammar's intricate web, the present perfect is your friend for talking about those past experiences or continuous actions that are still relevant today.
Thank you for tuning in, everyone. If you have questions that you would like for us to answer on future episodes, please get in touch at grammarlab@pagepods.com. Our email address is also in the show notes.
And if you've enjoyed journeying through the grammar landscape with us, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app and consider leaving a review so that others can learn more about us.
To stay up to date on the latest episodes and for show transcripts, subscribe to our newsletter at the link in the show notes or email us. This has been Grammar Lab. Keep experimenting with words, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye, everyone, and keep practicing that present perfect.